morning on the program, I've got Mr. David Aldwinkle, or Adador Davidov, he's also known as, on the phone from Otaru in Hokkaido. You may have heard of the name. He's at the center of the storm where up in Otaru. They have this bathhouse where foreigners have been refused entry. And he's on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Is it David or Davidov?
You call me whichever you like.
Right, okay. Well, it's pretty cold up in Hokkaido. What's the weather like?
Oh, it's cloudy, overcast, but it's certainly not tropical like it is down south. I was down in Kagoshima last weekend, and I think it's a bit preferable up here.
Yeah, well, we're looking at 31 degrees here today.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's not very common for an American to take Japanese nationality like yourself. Can you give the listeners a bit of a background about how you found yourself becoming Japanese?
First of all, I came over to Hokkaido, of all places, because I met a young lady over in America, and she became my pen pal for a few years. Mm-hmm. She invited me over to Japan to visit her. We fell in love, and as of this week, we've been married for 12 years.
Ah, congratulations. It's amazing the magnetic attraction some Japanese women have.
I don't argue with that.
But
the citizenship thing. Why did I take citizenship? Because, I've been over here for now. I'm in my 14th year. I live here. Simple as that.
All right.
Eat, read, do everything in Japanese nowadays. And, even if I might look like a foreigner, that's no reason for me to legally be one.
Yeah. I was reading on your homepage that when you're applying... they even had a look in your fridge to see what was in there.
Well, that was what I heard. Fortunately, in my case, that didn't happen, but I've heard of other worst cases, like, for example, Philippine applicants being asked about their sex lives because they were worried that they had been involved in the water trade.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty harrowing process.
Okay, can you give us just a brief background on the Sentō issue up in Otaru?
Mm-hmm.
From what I know, that there is the bathhouse that refuses to let foreigners in.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with your experience there?
Well, this was in 1999, September. We went over there with a number of international families, and only the white husbands got refused. It was really rather remarkable, in front of their kids, too. And we said, why are you refusing us? They said, well, because we've had trouble with Russian sailors. I said, well, we're not Russian sailors. We're permanent residents.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. We can't tell the difference between you and Russians, so we have to refuse all foreigners.
This conversation was in Japanese?
Yes, it was. And we said to them, well, what about this foreigner over here? Which one? The Chinese woman that you just let in.
Mm.
You let in the Chinese woman? Yeah. Look over there. She's Chinese. Oh, okay, Miss Chinese, please go home.
Really?
So we told them, look, what you're doing is you're refusing by race, not by nationality, and this is an abusive. This is an abusive policy. Please don't do it.
All right. And I believe you started a court case.
Well, yes. But see, what happened was when I got my Japanese citizenship in 2000, October, on Halloween night, I went over to say, okay, now I'm a Japanese. Are you going to let me in? And they said, no. And I said, look, here's my driver's license. I am a Japanese citizen. It doesn't matter. Our customers will think you're a foreigner, therefore we're not going to let you in. And then I realized it really is not a matter of nationality at all. It is definitely race. And so, yes, we took them to court.
Right. How's the court case been going? I know that in Japan they can be very slow.
Mm-hmm. We've had 3 court hearings so far. We started in February. We don't see a court case coming out until about next year, February. It takes at least a year for the first judgment.
Well, what do you hope to achieve by, you know, taking it to court?
Well, I would like to see, we don't have any legal protections in this society against this sort of thing, racial discrimination.
Mm.
There's no law in Japan that says thou shalt not discriminate on the basis of race. Japan's the only country without that, or the only developed country without that.
Mm.
So I said, well, a couple of other friends of mine, I'm not the only plaintiff in this lawsuit, said, okay, we're going to take this all the way to a judgment to say, look, does the Japanese Constitution protect foreigners? And if it does, how are we going to be protected against something like this? And especially, how are they going to protect our children who look, that might not look Japanese, or naturalized citizens as well?
Yes. Well, you know, there's a lot of this, there's open discrimination, and then there's the hidden discrimination. I suppose by, you know, taking it to court, make it black and white, it'll sort of give us some protection in the future.
I've been surprised at the reactions that I've gotten so far.
The reactions
have also been pretty black and white as well.
Really? You've got some positive and negative reactions?
Mostly positive, surprisingly. The negative attitudes come from people that are like, you know, business people. Hey, if this were me, if this were happening to me, I'd refuse them too. But the people that have been on our side have generally been people with kids.
Yeah.
And people that understand what it's like to be a parent, and to hear that one of your children is going to be refused simply because she looks more foreign than Japanese. I mean,
yeah.
That's just not a tenable policy for Japan of the future.
All right. Okay, well, seeing you in Japanese now, we'll come back and speak in Japanese after this song. Here's a song. This is The Vapors, and this describes you. This is Turning Japanese. 今聴いてる曲は Turning Japanese。 Turning Japanese 日本人になってしまうという、ことなんですけど、今日のゲストは、アルド・デビト、まさにその通り日本人に、なって、アメリカから日本人に帰化した、デビトさん、
はい、
あなたにとって日本人とは何ですか？
まあ、それはそれぞれの人に聞かれるんですけれども、
うん、
まあ、簡潔に言いますと日本国籍持ってる人、
はい、
例えば日本人の例えば人種とか、それともやはりそういうような遺伝があることとか血が流れてるとか、それは非常にね複雑な発想になってしまうと、
はい、
だってある人はやはりあの日本の血が流れてもあの顔と顔ですね、
はい、
あのまあダブルちゃんだったとですね、
はい、
それだったら宮沢りえと海辺アンナも日本人なのにどうなるのかっていう心配になるんですけれども、
はい、
一番簡単なのはですね法的な考え方で、
はい、
法的な発想で人が国籍持ってるんだったら日本人であるだけだと思う、
はい、そうですね、まあ、デビッドさんは、まあ、日本国籍があっても、その小樽の温泉あの銭湯にね、まあ、入浴拒否されて、もし梅宮アンナとかね宮沢りえ、まあそういえば武蔵丸がニューヨーク、それ断られると思いますか？
ちょっと分からないんですけれども、もしテストケース見ればですね、
うん、
私はですね2つの娘がおりますけれども、
はい、
一人はあのちょっと欧米系っぽくて、もう一人はあの、まあ、アジア系なんですけれども、はい、はっきり言われたんですけど、その欧米系の子はちょっと断りになりますよということ言われたんです。
あ、本当？
そうなんです。ですから多分ね、もし宮沢りえと海宮アンナと一緒にいたらですね、うん、海宮アンナが断れるようになると思いますよね。
ああ、そう、やっぱそう、ちょっと行ってみたいなと
今はね、もう我々はもう体操をし始めた時はですね、
はい、
相手は看板を覗いたんですよ、
はい、
ところが条件4つで外国人がの場合だったらね、
はい、
ちゃんと全部のお名前とか登録すれば、
はい、
ちゃんと日本の慣習を勝ってるんだったらね、
はい、
1年以上滞在してるんだったら入ってもいいよというようなこと、
はい、ま
あ、あら、それはね、うん、差別と差別の交代になってしまって、
はい、
日本人の場合だったらですね、全然そういうような、なんて言うんでしょう、オブスクルコースがなくて、
はい、
もう、その、外国人だけに当てはまるような制度なんですよ。
そうですね。まあ、私はオーストラリア人、デビットは元アメリカ人ということで、
はい、
まあ、元の母国でもね、
はい、
こういう、差別もないことはないんでしょう。
あ、まあそうですね、
で
アメリカのやっぱり黒人、そしてインド現地にのアメリカのね、うん、インディアンズのに対して非常にね、うん、大変な差別もしててるんですよ、ね、それは歴史的なことなんです、
うん、
ではしません。
でも自分が差別される側になるとこう振り返ってみてどう思いますか？
まあどこにいてもですね、差別もあり得るかあるかということなんですよね、
はい、
でそれはやっぱりヒューマンコンディションということになってるんですけれども、でもそれは差別があってはいいということにはならないんですよ、
はい、
どこにもであるということがあってあっても正当化にはならないんですね、
はい、
だから差別ということは特に南アフリカの場合を見ればですね、
はい、
どれぐらいの、ね、経済の悪いインパクトがあったのか、しかもどれくらいの人間的な悲惨があったのか、それはね、うん、差別あってはいけないということも分かってると思います。
そうですね。あ、デビッドはやっぱりあのその有名な番組ここが変だよ日本人、
出ましたね
でどうですか、あの実際その生で喋ると、実際放送された分は どうでした？
カットされたんですよ。もともとのインタビューの前にはですね、何て言うんでしょうか、そのビデオを収録した時にはですね、我々の言いたいことはほとんど放送されたんですけれども、その後の袋とさっきね、我々の3人出たのに、3人のコメントも出せなかったんですよ。僕のコメントだけに詰めてしまいまして、もともとね、もうあと2人の原告、カーテハウスさんと、ソフランドさんはですね、いろんないいポイントしたのに、いや、全部ね、カットされて、一体何なんでしょうかと思ったんですよ。
やっぱり私はちょっと予感ありましてね、3時間収録して40分に編集すると、やっぱ、番組、のディレクターの思う通りに編集するでしょうね。
そうなんですよ。相手の考えるのはね、皆さん考えさせたいということなんですけれども、でも結論まで至ることはそれほどね重視してない気がしますけどね。
そうですね。まあ今、もう裁判を起こして、結構大変と思いますけど、まあこれから、もう福岡在住、日本在住外国人のため、まああなたはもう外国人のではないけど、そして私たちの子供のため、ね、新しい日本のね、考え方をね、に変えてもらいたいと思います。で、大いに頑張ってもらいたいと思います。
はい、頑張りますよ。
今日どうもありがとうございました。
どうもすいませんでした。よろしくお願いします。
Summer of Love.